More women are choosing to have their babies at home, and that has health officials paying closer attention. In Delaware, midwives working without a permit now face stiffer penalties, including possible jail time. The new rules have had a chilling effect. Some midwives have stopped delivering babies in Delaware homes, and Tanya English has this story.
This is all about home birth and the rules for midwives in Delaware. But let's start the story in Elkton, Maryland, just across the state line.
Great. You're eating healthy.
Yeah.
How's this baby moving?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like wild baby or
normal baby?
Normal baby.
Yeah.
This home office is decorated with totems to female fertility and bumper stickers with sayings like midwives help people out. Pictures of newborns and new moms cover an entire wall.
I'm Karen Webster. I'm a midwife. Sage-femme is what we're called in France. That's a wise woman. Partera, that's Spanish.
Webster has gray hair and wears red cat-eye glasses. The overall vibe is cool grandma. She raised 8 children in this house and opened her midwifery practice here 26 years ago.
Any swelling at all? I feel like my ankles are starting to come a little early with the swelling.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Today, Webster is facing serious charges in Delaware. But before explaining all that, first, she wants to clear up some stereotypes.
We're not untrained. We're not witches. I don't know. We're not, we don't all wear Birkenstocks and, you know, not shave our legs and all that. And who cares about that? That's not what it's about. It's about your education, your qualifications.
There's a longstanding tug of war for trust and autonomy between some midwives and some doctors in the first state. The clash is over one particular kind of birth attendant. Delaware calls them non-nurse midwives.
We're typically called certified professional midwives. I'm not exactly sure why Delaware, when they passed their statute, chose to frame us in that way, non-nurse midwives. Not exactly sure, but it, again, seems to be a step down.
You need a permit to work legally in the state. But for more than a decade, not one non-nurse midwife has been able to get a permit. To apply, a midwife needs something called a collaborative agreement. It's a contract with a Delaware obstetrician who agrees to be a backup doctor, kind of like a sponsor.
The problem with a written practice agreement is that there is implied liability. Malpractice insurance companies will drop doctors from their malpractice policy if they know that they are collaborating formally. It was never going to happen.
For years, non-nurse midwives went about their business, attending clients and home births in Delaware without a permit and without much concern. That is, until the law changed earlier this year.
The climate of midwifery in Delaware is volatile at the moment.
Sarah Culver is with a home advocacy group, Families for Safe Birth.
For a long time, the State Board of Health and the physician community has sort of looked the other way when it comes to home birth midwifery.
Less than 1% of babies in the U.S. are born at home, but there's a revival. Delaware health officials say they've documented 3 incidents that they call bad outcomes, involving a home birth and a non-nurse midwife. Sarah Culver says Delaware is paying close attention now.
The state's radar sort of tuned in to the underground home birth community and realized it was time for them, for their perspective, to take drastic action. And that drastic action was to make our professional midwives who are trained and educated and credentialed felons.
Clerk, please call roll on House Bill number 194 as amended by House Bill.
The push for tougher punishment started this summer. Yes vote after yes vote came quickly in the General Assembly.
Speaker, the roll call reveals 39 yes, 1 not voting, 1 absent.
Bill 194 as amended by House Amendment 1 is declared passed the House.
The debate was different online and at community meetings. There was more discussion, plenty of back and forth.
There are these rules that need to be followed, and they've not been followed for a long time.
We see the sad stories, the poor outcomes that are a result of home births that didn't go well.
What remedy does this family have when it comes to if something does go wrong? Who do they talk to? Who do they see? They can't take any action against the midwife because they're not licensed.
I'm the woman that's going to have a home birth with or without a certified professional midwife. That's me. And sorry, Mom, but I'm really pissed off at everybody that has taken away my right to have a professional midwife there.
The end result is that there are probably going to be a lot of people out there having unassisted home births or free births or do-it-yourself home births, whatever you want to call it. And that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Many people do want to get non-nurse midwives back to work, but no one has expressed much hope for brokering a successful collaborative agreement between a Delaware doctor and a midwife who's not a nurse.
The issue of malpractice, as much as everybody hates talking about it, comes up.
Nancy Fan is an obstetrician gynecologist at St. Francis Hospital.
Obstetricians make money. Unfortunately, any type of lawsuit, when it comes down to, well, what went wrong and who can we blame, they're going to go for somebody who makes some money.
Fan works with and says she trusts the training of midwives who are registered nurses, but admits that she has very little experience with non-nurse midwives. Back in Elkton, Maryland, midwife Karen Webster said the same thing.
They don't know who we are. We're not familiar to them. Our education is in taking care of normal, healthy pregnant women, and that's what we're experts in.
Webster says she no longer helps with deliveries in Delaware, but she was in a Delaware home back in 2011 when a client delivered a stillborn baby. The state charged Webster with practicing medicine without a license. Webster is only facing a fine, but under the new law, with the tougher sanctions, a similar charge might mean jail time. She's fighting the charges in court and trying to set a precedent based on her belief that midwifery is not medicine.
There's a lot of territorialism, and for whatever reason, I think that they're beginning to see us as a threat, because women in increasing measure are very, very unhappy with the kind of health care they're offered in or not offered in the maternity care system.
Mother of two, Purusha Rivera, gave birth in a hospital the first time around.
Oh, I'm hoping for a much different experience.
Rivera says she felt bombarded by high-tech efforts to quick start her labor.
I pushed in a delivery or in an operating room. So it was bright lights and lots of people there, and had lots of IVs. I had oxygen, all of that, along with a lot of the research that I did, is what made me make the decision to find a midwife and have a home birth.
Rivera is a little breathless when she sits down to talk during her checkup at Karen Webster's house.
I'm going to see if I can figure out where this baby is lying in here, certainly filling you up. You feel like that's shoulder there. Listening for the baby's heart rate.
Rivera's plan was to have this baby at home in Bear, Delaware, with Karen Webster at her side.
Giving birth is not the prettiest thing. And I honestly envisioned my birth being in a tub in my family room, the smell throughout the house. I had that planned. I had my aunt who was going to come over and cook, and I told her I knew it was going to be fall, and I wanted, you know, apple cider cooking in the crock pot, and just all of the things that would bring me comfort.
But then this summer, when the punishment increased for midwives working without a permit, Webster decided that professionally it was too risky to travel to Delaware. Rivera had to make a new plan.
We had to find another home outside of Delaware for us to deliver. And if I need to be in a hospital, I'm going to be there. But for a low-risk mother who desires a natural birth, this should be available.
Turns out Rivera did have a home birth. Later that same day, she delivered a healthy 10-pound baby boy in Karen Webster's living room in Elkton, Maryland. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.